Everything is changed. Everything is changed. We've come to a new season. This is the first Sunday of the Christian year. We begin this new season, new year, and this year we go back to the beginning of our three-year lectionary cycle. We leave behind the Gospel of Luke, and we will be adventuring through the Gospel of Matthew in the coming year. So we're off to an interesting start. Our lesson from the Gospel of Matthew sounds an ominous note. Today, announcing that the Son of Man will come at an unexpected hour and giving us images of being left behind. Here at the beginning of Advent, we stand in this strange place that exists between two worlds. Jane Williams describes these two worlds as the world that cannot imagine Christ and the world in which Christ becomes the only reality we have. We're all very familiar with the first world. It has very little space or time for recognizing God's existence. In that world, we're busy carrying on with our lives, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, working for our daily bread. Very little has changed in the world since Jesus spoke those words and since Paul interpreted them in his letter to the Romans. What was true then about the human distraction with material gratification is still true today. What I find fascinating is that we hear about the other world, the world that must know Christ, from the Old Testament prophet who had never heard of Jesus Christ. Of course, we believe that the same Spirit who spoke through Isaiah's words is the same Spirit who speaks through the New Testament. And Isaiah tells us that in days to come, God will teach us his ways that we may walk in his paths. Isaiah continues, suggesting that the Lord's ways will lead us to justice and peace, guiding us to walk in the light of the world. The season of Advent focuses on themes of light in the darkness. And the light that comes into the darkness, of course, is Jesus. And we spend the 4 weeks of Advent moving from the world that does not know the light of Christ toward that moment on Christmas Day when we read the prologue of John's Gospel and we hear again the assurance that what came to be through God was life, and this life was the light of the human race, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In the season of Advent, we're drawn into a place between the world that does not know Christ and the world that knows nothing else, or at the very least, knows something of Christ. We're invited to walk in the paths of the Lord. And during the season of Advent, the path, the road that we step into, leads to Bethlehem and what will happen there and who will come there. And the path of Advent twists and turns back in on itself. It reminds me of a labyrinth. Have you ever walked a labyrinth? A labyrinth is a circular design consisting of a single winding path that leads from the outer edge of the circle into the center. And along the way, there are points where the path twists back on itself. And if you watch people when they're walking a labyrinth, they'll often stop at that point and say a prayer. Walking a labyrinth is meant to be a path of prayer, a pilgrimage in which the body travels only a few feet, but the heart and the mind travel from one world to another. And the center of the labyrinth is a place of encounter with Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. So that's what we begin today. We stand at the entrance to a labyrinth that will take us from the second coming of Christ in today's gospel to the first coming of Christ when that baby Jesus is born in the barn in Bethlehem on the Feast of the Nativity. And along the way, on that path to Bethlehem, we encounter the third coming of Christ. It is the daily visitation of Christ, God with us. Stepping into this Advent pilgrimage of heart and soul, our destination is a life in which Christ is at least part of our reality. And please God, someday we'll get to the point where it is the only reality. Advent is the season when the church can no longer contain her unbearable, unfulfilled desire for the coming of Christ. And the cry of longing bursts forth in our hymns. O come, Emmanuel, ransom captive Israel, so that we might rejoice, rejoice. But we wait. We wait for the celebration of the first coming, the incarnation. We prepare ourselves for the daily coming of the risen Lord, in our sacraments, in our prayers, in the fruits and signs of the Spirit that we see in each other when we help each other. We watch for the day when justice and peace meet each other and rule in our hearts and on the streets and throughout the world. We live in anticipation of the final coming of Christ, when nation shall not rise up against nation and we won't be studying war anymore. And in the meantime, we embark on this pilgrimage of the heart in which we seek to put on Christ, as Paul says in today's epistle. And walking in the light of the world, of the Lord, in a world that is consumed by materialism and particularly the heightened awareness of that during this season when everyone is so busy shopping and finding the perfect gift and putting on the perfect party. Entering the labyrinth, we step out of all of that. We step out of the harsh glare and the cacophony of that world that is obsessed with stuff. We step into the light of the Lord. And if we're lucky, a holy silence. A silence that gives us space so that we can leave behind us the hustle and bustle of the holiday rush, the shopping and the parties and the endless search for parking spaces. And we find moments of quiet and stillness where we can. At the center of each labyrinth is a space that's designed to allow the pilgrim to be still for a time and to encounter Emmanuel, God with us, before turning around and retracing the pathway out into the world that doesn't know Christ. But now we carry the Christ light with us from that center out into the world. Over the next 24 days, I hope you'll take time to turn away from the world in which the bright glare blinds us and the noise of busyness deafens us, if only for a few minutes each day. And I don't mean to imply that you should not partake of the holiday festivities, not at all. But I do hope that you'll find a time and a space to step out of it into the stillness, into the quiet. Take some time to focus on the light that is growing with each new candle that we light on the Advent wreath. Perhaps lighting those candles of your Advent wreath and saying the Lord's Prayer or some other daily discipline will help you to bring the light of Christ into your life. You know, each year on the first Sunday of Advent, I say, I've chosen my spiritual practice. I'm going to say Compline every night. I usually make it about 2 or 3 weeks, and then I miss one or two. Maybe this year is the year I make it to Christmas Eve. But find something and try it. See if it doesn't help you step out of the busyness. One of my favorite hymns says, "Lo, he comes on clouds descending." He's coming, either on those clouds or as a babe born in a barn in Bethlehem. Are you ready? What will you do to prepare ye the way of the Lord? Because come Christmas morning, that baby's going to be born, and everything will be changed once again.